As he entered Taft Hall, Nat lowered his head and walked quickly down the long aisle, hoping no one would notice him. He spotted a place on the end of the second row and slipped into it. He glanced at the boy seated on his left, whose head was cupped in his hands. Was he praying? Or could he possibly be even more terrified than Nat?
"My name's Nat," he ventured.
"Mine's Tom," said the boy, not raising his head, as the clock struck 9, and everyone fell silent. A crocodile of masters proceeded down the aisle to the stage. A moment later, everyone rose, as the school chaplain, followed by the principal, joined them. Everyone remained standing as the chaplain conducted a short service, which ended with the battle hymn of the Republic. The principal then took his place. Alexander Inglefield paused for a moment as 380 pairs of eyes stared up at him. He was a man of 6'2" with thick, bushy eyebrows and a square jaw, who presented such a frightening figure that Nat hoped they would never meet. The principal gripped the edges of his long black gown before he took his charges through the long history of the school, extolling Taft's past academic and sporting achievements. He stared down at the new boys and reminded them of the school's motto, "Non ut sibi ministretur, sed ut ministret." Not to be served, but to serve. The principal concluded by announcing that there were two things a Bearcat could never afford to miss: an exam or a match against Hotchkiss. And as if making clear his priorities, he promised a half-day's holiday if Taft beat Hotchkiss in the annual football game. This was greeted by a rousing cheer, although every boy beyond the third row knew it had not been achieved for the past 4 years. Once the principal and the rest of the staff had left the stage, the upperclassmen started to file out of the hall, and a short, thick-set, elderly master came to a halt in front of the boys in the front three rows.
"My name is Haskins," he told them. "I am master of the lower Middlers. We'll begin with orientation. Then you will attend your assigned classes. Your first lesson will be American history, which will be followed by lunch. But don't look forward to that," Mr. Haskins said with a wry smile.
Once they had begun the tour, Nat never left Tom's side. Tom seemed to have prior knowledge of everything Haskins was about to say. Nat quickly discovered that not only was Tom's father a former alumnus, but so was his grandfather. By the time the tour had ended, and they had seen everything from the lake to the sanatorium, he and Tom were best friends. When they filed into the classroom, they automatically sat next to each other. As the clock chimed 11, a boy marched into the room. He had a self-assured swagger that made every other boy look up. Mr. Haskins' eyes also followed the new pupil as he slipped into the remaining desk.
"Name?"
"Ralph Elliott."
"That will be the last time you will be late for my class while you're at Taft," said Haskins. "Do I make myself clear, Elliot?"
"You most certainly do, sir."